comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko, and to my right in Studio B, the co-host of the Mike Luther.
Hey, I wish that intro was longer.
I couldn't get going, but you were dancing and... You were shucking and jiving.
I was.
And I giggled a little bit.
I was also thinking Ashley was going to like pound on the...
like an upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
Keep it down there. Fortunately, I'm pretty sure at the moment they're both still awake.
Okay.
So wife and son are upstairs
probably
watching cartoons.
Listening to us because they're huge fans.
We're going to keep it PG this time.
Yes. F, yes, we are. So that's how I keep it PG.
H to the Y. Wait, I don't even know.
H to the Izzo.
That's a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z, yes, okay. But I don't know the name of the song. Unless the name of the song is H to the Izzo.
I'm not going to Google it. And it's not because I'm afraid of that like showing up in my Google search history, because believe me, in the last 20 years, a lot more has, you know, scrupulous, you know, or unscrupulous, I think, searches have been done in my Google search history, but I'm not that interested in figuring out the truth.
I think it's because once you start typing in Jay-Z, it's going to show up all your Jay-Z history that you have.
I do have a Jay-Z song on my iPhone. Well, it's Jay-Z and I'm going to not remember the Alicia Keys.
Oh, okay.
Empire State of Mind.
Okay.
So, and I've got a...
What's Alicia Keys up to nowadays?
I don't know. Probably if she's... Hey, look, fantastic recording artist,
mm-hmm.
Grammy winning, probably platinum,
yeah.
You know, sales. If she's not making more music, she probably just, you know, like doing that Scrooge McDuck dive into her vault of money.
So she's jumping into coins and hurting herself? Because those coins would hurt.
You are going with the Peter Griffin style of doing it.
Ah, yes.
Scrooge had it down. But
he had softer coins.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Gold is not really the currency. So I'm pretty sure she might just have like a pool of cash.
She has a bunch of Bitcoin. A pool of Bitcoin.
Not Bitcoin. Oh, they're on the move up north. I hear the pitter-patter of little steps, which means it's bedtime.
Ah.
Which means we have to do the rest of the show in a whisper.
That would be awesome. The whisper cast.
Do you think it's ever been done?
I guarantee you it has.
Was it done by our friends at ABCD Banks? Because I feel like that's something they would have done.
Probably.
Okay. I miss them.
I miss them too.
Hey, go back in the archives, everybody. Check out ABCD Banks on Podbean. Or Apple Podcasts. I know they're for sure on those two services.
They're on Stitcher for sure, I know.
Okay, so all there right. You go. We got three of the major ones covered.
There's no way we can keep this up.
Are you sure?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know if people can actually hear this or not.
That's okay, because I'm going to pump up the levels as I always do. I run it through the multiband processor.
You're going to pump up the jams.
Pump up the jams. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
That's all I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
And then we'll do hip hop hooray. Ho, hey.
I think just get really loud.
do like a jump around.
Yes.
So what's been going on the last week, buddy?
Working a lot. Going to a lot of different schools. I have a lot of schools that I teach at now, or go to. I don't really teach. I don't know what you call it. But I have four different ones now.
Present
at, yes. Yes. But so nothing too major. I went to the gym yesterday for Valentine's Day.
I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And you were surprised that it was empty.
Yeah, because I went there at like 6 or close to 7, and usually at 7 o'clock it's still packed. I mean, I go there at 8 o'clock and it's packed.
You've gone there after recording the podcast, and there's at least one person.
Yes,
there,
yeah.
And it's you.
And it's me.
But here's the thing. So you got to remember, you went to a gym on Valentine's Day where everybody has been spending at least the last 6 weeks at the gym getting ready for Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's true. Yeah.
So they were all out and about. Yeah. I also had a packed and fun Valentine's night.
Do you want to talk about your Valentine's now, or do you want to save it for the end?
Can we talk about part of it now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you? We both peel behind the curtain. I'm sure people know by now because we record in the same room, so we live in the same town. Have you ever been to Benny's Pizza on Main Street in Belleville?
No.
You need to go.
All right.
It's pizza by the slice.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can get pizza by the slice, or you can get a whole pizza.
Right.
The pizza by the slice, like one slice, is a quarter of a pizza.
Really? Okay.
So I got two slices. Okay. I got a slice of pepperoni, and I got a slice of what they call Hawaiian hog.
Okay.
And the whole, you know, the pepperoni is pepperoni.
Yeah.
By the way, everything's like, you know, their sauce is their own. Everything's great.
Okay.
The Hawaiian hog, instead of like red sauce, Italian sauce, you know, it's barbecue sauce.
Okay.
They have at least mozzarella cheese, might have been another cheese, but they have pulled pork barbecue.
Okay.
They have some Canadian bacon on there, which we all know is ham.
Yes.
Jalapenos.
Okay.
Pineapple, which I've never been a pineapple on pizza guy, like, ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, but I'm also Midwest by nature and can't turn down barbecue.
That's understandable.
Even at a pizza place.
Yeah.
So I got that. And yeah, I got like that perfect bite where there was pineapple and jalapeno and like all the flavors in there. So good.
I might have to try that. It does sound good.
But it was, you know, it was Friday night. It was Valentine's. And we get in there. It was the second restaurant we went to. Like, we parked downtown because we were going to go see a show, which we're going to talk about, a movie. It was, full disclosure, my wife was supposed to work Valentine's night. And her job called her last weekend and said, hey, you want to switch around? So she ended up working Monday night and had Valentine's night off. Well, I'd had plans all week. I was going to take our son to see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right, right.
And so, you know, now the wife got to tag along, too.
Hey, perfect.
It was pretty cool. So we get downtown. We park. We go to one restaurant. They got, you know, a few empty tables.
Right, right.
And we, the three of us, you know, go in there. Or, you know, they said, oh, hi. Do you have a reservation? I was like, no. Well, why? Oh, it's Valentine's. I said, damn, you're right.
Wow.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, because I just didn't think that, you know, people still get reservations.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got my wife flowers. You know, I did everything, you know, like, I didn't forget it was Valentine's Day. So I just didn't realize that I should call ahead and make reservations. And they had, you know, three or four open tables, and the manager or something, she was super sweet. She said, let me see. We might have one table. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, very apologetic.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. You know, the young lady hostess was like, you know, we have tables open after 8. I'm like, yeah, we're going to a 7:20 show.
Right.
I'm not sure
what restaurant was it?
I'll go ahead and say we've never had a bad
experience. It's not,
Copper Fire.
Oh, I've been there before. Yeah.
It's great food. You know, they've got stuff. You know, they do have a kids menu, although it looks a little more upscale. They have a kids menu. So we were like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. And they actually said, well, you know, you can go down. They said Benny's is right next door, which is, I mean, it's across the street, but it's right next door. Or you can go down to Tavern on Main. We'll step outside back into the cold because it was cold.
Yes, freezing.
And we're like, Benny's is towards the movie theater. Tavern on Main is the other direction. Let's just go to Benny's. We've never been there before. By the way, it was cool because I don't know if it's a Friday night thing, but both places had live music, little acoustic guitars and things like that. So we go into Benny's and it's packed, but it's a much smaller place than Copper Fire, right? So we go in there and, you know, the gentleman greets us. He's got a well-kept beard. You know, he might have been Benny. He said, hey, how are we doing? I'm like, oh, you guys got any? I actually said straight up. I said, you guys got any room for us? He said, I don't know. Let me double check. So he's, you know, going up and down. He said, well, he said, you know, there's a table that's about to end out. He said, let me check this table up front here. He said, otherwise, you know, wait 10 minutes or so. You know, and they have, like, wall side seating, you know, with a little table and bar stools and whatnot. And a guy comes over to us and says, hey, you know, he said, you guys can have my table. He said, I'm a parent. I know. You know,
have
my table. I'm like, are you sure? Very cool about it.
Wow.
So he sat at the bar, you know, and I guess his buddy and, you know, there was a lady with them as well. All friends. And so they all stood in the bar. So we're sitting at this table right by the bar. You know, check out the menu, order the pizza. I have a beer. My wife has like a it was actually a pink lemonade cider. She really liked. And my boy had lemonade. Okay. Just not the hard stuff.
Right, right. Not yet.
But, you know, the group that essentially moved for us to have a table were so great. And, you know, they said, they're like, is my butt in your way? I feel like I'm right. And I said, no, I'm fine. You know, and it was just, you know, acoustic music, you know, with a couple of singers. It was good stuff. And then, you know, my son, he looks up and he's waving at the people who gave up their table. And I'm like, all right. So before we left to go to the movie, I thanked them graciously.
Right, right.
So kind of them. I said, what are y'all drinking? So I bought them around, the three of them. So I figured, like, that's the least I can do.
Yeah,
they're like, you don't have to do that. I said, yeah, I do. You know, that means a lot.
You're like, I make podcast money. I don't know if you know this or not.
I didn't say that. I should have been like, you know, I am the host of the number one podcast in Belleville, to my knowledge.
Nobody's proved me wrong yet.
That's true.
You know.
So they were great. And then we just walked across the way to the movie theater. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Benny's Pizza on Main Street, downtown Belleville. If you're within earshot of this, well, I guess if you're listening, you're within earshot.
Yeah.
If
you're not within earshot right now.
If you're near Belleville, check it out sometime. The atmosphere is great. They have the third, I think it was Tuesday of every month, they have what's called Pizza, Pencils, and Pints. And it's family night. You kids can come out and draw and color, and you can have pizza and, you know, drinks and things like that. It's a great little family night. So we're going to check that out sometime.
I am definitely going to check out Benny's now. I'm going to try that hog thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Let them know you know me.
I can't just start dropping names as soon as I get in there.
And actually, since they don't know my name, it's probably
they'll
not
be like, I'll be like, Greg Mahochko told me about you guys. They'll be like, who?
Yeah, pretty well.
Like he's the host of Nerds United. I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Until they hear of it.
Yes.
Ooh, we could do a live show from Benny sometime and have pizza and beer.
Ooh, yes.
Like, get that acoustic guitar out of the way, you know. They're like, what do you guys do? We talk about comic books.
Yeah, we talk. Yeah. It'll be our first live.
Well, that'll be fun. We should do a live show sometime after we get a following. After we have listeners.
Here, number one, you have to have listeners. and more than what we have. Appreciate everybody that's listening right now. Two, you know, are you a fan? I know we saw Kevin Smith live, but are you a fan of the live podcast?
I think so. I mean, like, I enjoyed going to the Kevin Smith one.
Yes.
There are, like, okay, so you're familiar with Fat Man Beyond.
Yes, yes.
I think that's a really fun and creative way to, you know, just engage with, you know, the listeners, the fans.
That one's good because they put up visual stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Well, they do on
Hollywood Babylon. Yes, yes. But some of them are like, there's nothing visual for it. Like, why do I have to go and see you and pay money when I can just download it for free?
So what you're saying is, when we go do our first ever live show at Benny's Pizza, Main Street, Belleville, Illinois, we'll take our copy of Regrettable Superheroes, The League of Regrettable Superheroes by John Morris, and we'll take some other visual aids and we'll hold them up and say, this is just for the live audience.
We'll
also have giveaways.
There's a podcast that I don't listen to anymore, but I'm still a fan of the people that were on there. It was called The Fighter and the Kid, or still is. But they do live shows, but their live podcasts are almost like, and we couldn't do this because we're not as funny as them. But they're
speak
like
for yourself.
Well, one's like a stand up comedian for like 15 years.
Okay, you might have a point.
But they'll do like stand up. And then a little bit of like sketch comedy, and then they'll do like segments of the podcast and stuff. So there's a reason you're going for it rather than just two people sitting down and talking.
So aside from the Kevin Smith show that we went to, I went with my buddy RJ and another friend of his to, you've heard of the Conrad Thompson wrestling podcast?
Of course.
So I went to one of he and Eric Bischoff.
83 weeks.
Yes. And that was, I mean, they say, you know, it's like, oh, here are the stories we can't tell on the podcast.
Right, right.
And so that was fun. It was a different, I should say, unexpected seating arrangement because you get a VIP seat.
Okay.
Is the only way you actually get a chair.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, they have like the old, like, WCW style guardrail and everybody behind that guardrail standing.
Oh.
Now, fortunately, we were in there early enough that we were right up against the guardrail.
Right.
So I could lean on it because I'm old and lazy. But that was different. But, you know, they didn't record that. That was just, you know, come on out, share, you know, stories that you can't hear elsewhere. So.
And you know one thing I realized about the Kevin Smith podcast is the people that in the audience that were talking, you can't hear them on the live podcast.
True.
So, like, I knew what they were saying when I listened to it, but I'm like, nobody else is going to know what the running joke of, I think it was like 3.5 hours was.
And you learn, like, I didn't realize because, you know, I hadn't seen enough of the, you know, live Kevin Smith as Kevin Smith, not as Silent Bob, but he's very animated with his hands.
Yes, yes. So,
speaking of Kevin Smith, I made a purchase today.
Yes.
I picked up Jay and Silent Bob's reboot.
And you chose to get a Blu-ray of it.
Blu-ray and digital.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Nice, nice.
So,
and you have not watched it yet?
I mean, I just got it today, and then we came home, and I started cooking dinner, and then I showered, and here you are.
Well, you're going to have to watch it and then do a little review of it.
Maybe for YouTube.
Yes, perfect.
By the way, listeners to the podcast, we're now on YouTube. And depending, well,
we probably will be on YouTube when you listen to this.
You're going to hear that unless you listen to this on Sunday.
Yes.
We should be on. I think I'm going to try to get that introductory video uploaded on Sunday.
That works. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. I was confused about what day it is.
Because we usually record on Fridays.
That's true.
We had a call on Audible last night. I'm sorry.
Well, you told me, I knew it was going to happen because you told me last week. You told me last week you were going to
do the sign off.
Yeah.
So let's start the show, shall we?
Yes, because the goal was to be out of here in 30 minutes.
Ah, we got some time. Let's go.
All right.
How do we like to start the show, Mike?
I got a page here from the League of Regrettable Superheroes by John Morris. I'm going to flip it over and see what it says.
I'm going to fight the urge to Google.
Nah, you'll do it anyway.
No, I'm not going to do it this time.
Okay, hold on. I might have to go back. Wait, or the Holo Squad? Okay, wait, Holo Man or Holo Man? I'm guessing Holo Man. I'm going to say Holo.
Poor tourists look like they've just seen a ghost. I think Holo, like Holo.
Like the Hollaback Man. Got it. No, Holo Man.
What's the son of a? I look at the
Holo Man. Hologram? Maybe it's like hologram. A hologram?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Because his costume is very colorful.
Yes, it is. He was created by Vincent A. Fusco and Donald M. Kaysen.
Sure is.
He debuted in The Amazing Adventures of Holoman, Peter Pan Records, 1978. Now, this is not to be confused with T.S. Eliot's Holoman, Hulu.com, Hello Kitty. What? Sure. from Peter Pan Records. He's a laser physicist, and by the way, they have laser physicist in quotation marks, so I'm guessing that's not a real thing. He is a top secret U.S. government laser development complex. Well, that's where he works.
This is why I Google things. I get quick answers.
No, you do not get quick answers when you Google things. You take forever to Google things. I'll be like, hey, what year did this movie come out? Hold on. What year? Wait, I have to go. No, you do not get quick answers at all. There's basically a bunch of laser stuff.
I'm offended by that, by the way.
Say what?
I said I'm offended by that.
I mean, I'm correct, though.
No.
Yes.
You're
people go back and listen to all the stuff that he's tried to look up, and you'll just hear silence.
By the way, I dig the look. As far as some of the characters we pulled out of that book, that it says comic book character, like that says you know, I'm here to jump off the page.
It says 1978 comic book character is what it says.
That's fine.
Oh, so he had laser beams converge with his body and transform him into the world's first living hologram. Okay, that's what it does. And it says his abilities are awesome. Hopefully it tells me more.
I'm waiting.
He engages the forces of evil in battles from which the preservation of good must triumph. And that's just so stupid. He has no good powers.
There's a hollow squad with Laser Man, Laser Woman, Wavelength, and Utopia.
That is true.
Who are all otherwise unseen except for Laser Man.
So wait, did he just make them up then?
I'm guessing they were probably supposed to appear at another time because in my research, the second character on the cover doesn't even appear in the book. So here's what I think. Because you mentioned Peter Pan Records, they actually sold a 45 along with the book as a read-along.
Oh, so, the one of the first Audible books, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with, not on 45s, but on cassettes. And I think I mentioned this on the show before, but I grew up with a bunch of Disney, you know, it's like your favorite Disney movies and stories condensed down to 20-ish minutes. And it's like, you know, you'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear the bell chime like this. Do-do-do-do. And then you turn the page and you continue on with, I don't know, Dumbo or whatever.
Whatever.
Peter Pan, I think. my folks found them. Like, they were in a closet.
Yeah.
And
your folks were in the closet or the books?
The books and tapes and what was left of the tapes. And they even gave me a tape player. I said, well, you know, my boy might like these. He doesn't.
Okay. the update is, no, he does not. But
sorry. We just got like
upstairs neighbors.
The thud from upstairs. Keep it down there. We're trying to sleep.
Oh, speaking of that, probably should turn this down.
If this were the Steve Austin podcast, you'd owe everybody a beer.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? If you see me and you say that you listen to the podcast and I have money, I'll buy you a beer.
I think if anybody sees us in public and says, hey, I listen to the podcast, we should thank them by buying them a beer.
Well, it depends if I have money or not. I don't make your podcast money, all right?
I only have one podcast that makes money.
I make co-host money, all right?
I don't make any money on this podcast. All mine is Vox Media money
because
I sold the Five Heart podcast.
You can sell this one if you want.
I mean, somebody's going to want to buy it first.
That's how it works. Oh, okay.
So anyway, Hollow Man, Google him sometime.
It's Would you want to see him in a movie or TV show?
Netflix movie? Amazon original?
Yeah, I'm going probably Amazon original. And I'm only watching it maybe if, you know, this is more of a late at night movie. This is like a 2 o'clock in the morning movie.
It's like a friend of the show, Travis Yates, will appreciate this because he's starting up a new podcast next month. I think March, you know, first week of March.
Right.
That's called Still Up All Night, based on USA's Up All Night, B movie.
Okay.
They used to be up, I think, Fridays or Saturday nights. Hollow Man would have been a good one for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I picture like I wake up on the couch for some reason and it's on and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what I'm thinking.
Because you fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep. 11. Yeah.
All right. Based on so you've got the picture there. Actually, you've got a better picture of like the face of Hollow Man. Who would you cast as Hollow Man? Because I feel like we've been doing that lately.
Yeah. Looking first, I would say a young Hulk Hogan, but that doesn't exist.
Let's say he's white and blonde.
Yes. You know what? Speaking of young Hulk Hogan, I'm going to have to go with Chris Hemsworth.
I would like to diversify this cast. Idris Elba.
Okay. So completely different what he looks like. Okay.
Well, you know.
But you're allowed to.
I mean, first of all,
in today's age,
nobody knows who Hollow Man is anyway. That's, so it's not like
absolutely,
it's, you know,
right.
You're not taking a beloved character and starting an internet controversy.
Well, no, but that's the funny part is there would be controversy. Even though you're right, nobody knows who Hollow Man is. If they cast Idris Elba, who's an amazing actor,
terrific,
as Hollow Man, and it came out, you know there would be Facebook comments about, oh my God, they ruined Hollow Man.
First of all, there's nothing there to ruin.
But, you know they would say that. There would be at least one person.
Damn incels.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that's our trip down memory lane of memories we didn't have. So let's move on in our show, shall we?
All right.
Where would you like to start, Mike?
Go scroll down.
I'm scrolling down. I'm trying to scroll down.
I mean, up. Sorry.
Well, you make up your damn mind.
Well, it's hard to tell. I kind of never know. Is it up? Are you pressing down?
I always work my way down.
Oh, yeah, you too.
All right, so we want to start here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark Hamill will voice Skeletor in Netflix Masters of the Universe. By the way, real quick, what did you change about, because I posted that, and then you changed something in it.
I added an apostrophe to theirs.
Because now it says published by Gray Mahochko, which is not true, people.
It's not true.
I found it.
It was edited.
Yeah.
It was proofread by.
So I didn't have the apostrophe?
You didn't have the apostrophe.
You don't need it.
Pretty sure you do.
Nope.
If
don't put it in, and I'm the sixth grade regional spelling bee champion, which means that I also know about grammar, then you don't need it if I don't put it in.
That's great. You won in sixth grade, but you like stopped practicing then. Nope. You never advanced beyond
I still that. I have the plaque in my office.
Well, that's fine, but you never advanced past sixth grade.
That's true. That's probably true. I killed off a lot of brain cells since then.
Actually, I had to send a message to a Facebook friend of mine and say, if you don't see any more of my like spelling and grammar corrections on your post, which is not like her original post of stuff that, you know, she shares. I said, if you don't see any of those, it's not because I don't care. It's just that I took Facebook, like the Facebook app off of my phone.
Oh okay.
So I did that. By the way.
You just have to use the laptop for Facebook now?
No, you can like use the internet browser on your phone.
Yeah, okay.
But I try not to do that.
So less Facebook time?
Less Facebook time.
That's good. It's understandable.
So, you know, except for, you know, I can pop in now and I can do the publishing of the shows and such.
Right.
But yeah, it was time to try something a little different.
Hey, I don't blame you.
So, anyway.
Mark Hamill's doing Skeletor.
Why do you say Skeletor?
I don't know. Because it feels weird to say Skeletor, even though I know that's what it is. My brain wants to go, no, don't say it. Because it sounds like I'm trying to be too fancy.
Skeletor. Yeah, that's perfect. Be fancy, Mike. Fancy it up, you some bitch.
There's a girl that I teach, and
does she call you a some bitch?
All the time.
Oh,
So her name is spelled, and I'm saying this because there's no way she's listening. Maris. How would you pronounce that?
Maris.
Yeah,
Maris.
That's how it's pronounced. But I said Maurice at first. And she's like, no, it's just Maris. I'm like, oh, well, I made your name fancier. And then like,
you
I
Frenched it.
I called her off again, like for a question or whatever. I was like, Maris. I was like, look how fancy that is.
Did she look at you and roll her eyes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what most of the kids do. But anyway, okay, back to this.
Can I say it now so we can say it right?
Yes.
Okay, Mark Hamill will voice Skeletor.
Skeletor.
In Masters of the Universe Revelation on Netflix.
Yes, which isn't coming out for like probably at least a year.
Based on what I remember Kevin Smith saying when
he was talking to us.
No, but when he was doing Fat Man Beyond.
People don't know that. People would have thought he was listening to us.
But they were talking about this last September, I think. And then he went on his Reboot Roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's working on it as he's doing his stuff, but as he explained, animation takes so much longer than, you know, regular, than I guess just filming something, you know. So there's a lot of steps in the process before we get. So I think 2021 isn't that what you said?
That's what I would guess.
I think so.
Yeah, because it was something like one panel is 16 years it takes to do.
So they started this as soon as the Masters of the Universe cartoon ended in 1987.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you know, he was only like 16 at the time.
He's a forward thinker.
He was.
You know, they knew about Netflix. They figured Netflix was going to be a thing.
You know, Butch Reed invented Netflix.
Good old Butchie?
Butch Reed.
Butchie boy?
He's over in Florida.
Well,
there's going to be a small percentage of the people of the Venn diagram
mm-hmm.
of people who listen to this show who are going to get those jokes.
I have a feeling that's most of your jokes.
That
there's a small group of people that will understand them.
So what do you think? Mark Hamill as Skeletor?
Perfect. I mean,
do you think it's going to be, I mean, because he's got that, I, you know, everybody knows his Joker voice.
Yes.
And I'm afraid, like, look, his Joker is the Joker.
Yes.
You know, as far as when you hear Joker talking, that's the Joker you hear. That's the voice you hear. You know, if you're reading a comic book. I just feel like he might fall into that Joker zone.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is the original voice of Skeletor dead?
Yes.
Are you just guessing?
No.
All right. I don't have. I mean, look, I'm not opposed.
If only there was a way to find out, Greg.
What are you trying to say?
If only we had some kind of magical box in front of us that we could type in.
I don't understand what's the controversy.
Have you heard his Chucky voice?
No.
Neither have I. I think, but it's probably very similar to Joker. That's would be my guess.
I don't think you're wrong. That's also not the cartoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, I don't. Will you stop?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being like that? You're making me nervous.
I don't know what to type right now.
Here we go. Cast. Somewhere in the cast. In the vocal cast.
Yes. I didn't know there was this much He-Man stuff.
Oh, He-Man. Come on now. Come on, fella.
Sheesh. There's an animated series on. Wait, voices of.
So we have.
Is Alan
Oppenheimer?
Yes, that's what I said. Alan Oppenheimer.
Now the question is he alive or dead?
He is
still with us. 89. He might be too old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you think Motu, diehard like me, would have known that?
Well, I mean, you learn something new every day. I told you he was alive.
You did. Sure. So anyway. I was surprised to learn that a friend of the show, Josh, did not realize that Kevin Smith was the showrunner.
Hmm, interesting, because I think we've talked about that before, so maybe he didn't listen to all the episodes. Josh?
Josh, go
back and listen to every single episode, starting from the one I was on.
95, I think?
95, yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I didn't even click the link. I just saw the headline is my way.
And there's they have a pretty good cast too.
That's what I'm saying here. Lena Headey as Evil Lyn.
Yes.
You know Lena Headey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously, do you know who that is?
She's like cool. You know, she's one of my friends.
Oh, she don't even...
They have Chris Wood as he's Prince Adam and He-Man?
You didn't know?
He
paid twice for that.
Okay, good. Those are two different people. Ooh, Sarah Michelle Gellar, she's nice.
Diedrich Bader.
Yes.
Who is, by the way, a fantastic voice actor.
Yes. I thought I was going to say a fantastic Batman.
That too, Brave and the Bold. Yeah. Alicia Silverstone's in it, Justin Long, Henry Rollins. Now, Alan Oppenheimer is doing it. He's got a smaller role as Moss Man. Kevin Conroy is in it. Of course, Harley Quinn Smith.
Yeah.
Naturally. Phil Lamar. Phil Lamar's terrific.
Yes, yes.
Can I just say, I love his work on Futurama.
What is he voice on Futurama? I forget.
I'm pretty sure he's Hermes Conrad.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I believe so.
I went to the grocery store last weekend. My wife was sleeping when I left for church and whatnot, and we always go to grocery store on after church. I'm like, you know what sounds good this week? Sloppy Joe's. So
yes.
I got Manwich. And then as I'm making it, a couple of nights later, I keep thinking of Hermes Conrad. He's like, my Manwich. So I'm making it, and I'm like, my Manwich. And then my wife was very confused.
I totally understand.
You're also confused right now, aren't you?
Kevin Michael Richardson, He's a good voice actor. He's, you know who that is? He's done Splinter, I believe. He's on the Cleveland Show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And here's a name that I was surprised to see, because you don't usually see him working with Kevin Smith on anything. That's Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
And he's going to be Stinkor, which is kind of comical.
I wonder if they're going to do more stuff together.
I don't
or...
know. I just don't know.
They should have, like, if they wanted to, they could do like a whole like universe type of thing together.
They could.
You know?
They should. Alicia, did we already mention Alicia Silverstone?
We can always mention her again.
Boy, howdy. All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Let's do it.
Later, or I should say earlier in the week. Wait a minute. Okay. By the way, last Sunday, I asked, you know, Birds of Prey. We didn't even talk about Birds of Prey coming out. It came out a week ago, and we completely under our radar because I don't watch TV, so I don't. I mean, like I watch all streaming services, so I don't get like the commercials to know exactly when. And I have, as mentioned, took Facebook off my phone.
Yeah, I knew it was coming out because I'm on the internet, and but I knew you weren't going to see it. And I knew I wasn't going to see it, so
it didn't do great.
No.
I think they the word is underperformed at the box office.
Yes.
So I said, hey, did you check out Birds of Prey over the weekend? If so, you know, say something. I'm
right.
trying to build up some positive energy about it, and one person just laughed at it. So, yeah, I don't know.
Now I've also heard that they've on some theaters they've changed the name of it. Because it was originally Birds of Prey and the Fabulous blah blah blah,
Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn,
and now I think it's called Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey, because they know that Harley Quinn will sell, possibly. Yeah, just like Harley Quinn, like name change or something like that.
Yeah,
Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Yeah,
not a bad idea for name recognition purposes, but. And I saw this, you know, as far as one of the reasons why it might have underperformed is that as a character, you know, Harley Quinn is very popular with, you know, like teen girls.
Right. I mean,
that's kind of the demographic for, you know, a lot of her shenanigans.
Yeah.
But when you make it rated R, you kind of cut your legs out from under you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, having not seen it, I don't know what changes they could have made. I'm sure it's probably a little violence, a little bit language.
Yeah.
But in there... In the trailer, isn't there like a scene in a strip club, or some kind of sequence that goes through there?
I think so.
I mean, I feel like you could do a rewrite, you know, like a second draft or something, or I don't know how many drafts, you know, a fourth draft, whatever.
Right.
But clean it up enough to where, you know, your ideal demographic, like, you know, the teenage, you know, crowd could go see it.
Well, I think they tried to make Harley Quinn the Deadpool of DC. Talking to the camera, R-rated.
Is that what she does?
In the trailer she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with that is that that's not, and I'm not trying to be like a comics purist or anything like that, but like Deadpool's been doing that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn has not, you know, and for her, you know, as a character, that's just not been her style. That's not how she's been written. Now, if you want to, and again, I'm not saying this like, whoa, it's got to be in the comics to do it, but I feel like there has to be some basis of expectation. You can't just be like, you know, oh, Poison.
Yeah.
How you doing out there on the other seats?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I don't know if that's...
Probably not accurate.
I will say something positive, though. I have heard that some of the action scenes are good. Apparently, there's a really good fight scene with her and a bat. And, like, where she, like, bounces a bat off, like, the ground and flips it up. And, like her fighting style is really good, apparently. I never saw it, though.
I'm really interested by the Black Mask character,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a crime boss, but I just hope that, I don't know, I having not seen the movie, I don't know how it ends, how it resolves, and if, you know, Black Mask is dead, gets away, is incarcerated, but I'd like to see more Black Mask, and especially Ewan McGregor. I think he's a terrific actor.
I was listening to a review of it, and I don't remember what happens to him. I know that there is a mid-credit scene. I don't remember what it is, but whoever, I forgot the podcast I was even listening to, where they said it's not worth staying.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw a movie last night that had a pre-credits screen, or pre-credit scene, I mean, that was worth seeing.
Ooh, okay.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Because when you're talking Birds of Prey and Harley Quinn, you've got to slide over and talk about the Bat.
Yeah, okay, yes.
And this week we got our first look, little test screen footage of Robert Pattinson. Let me correct you.
That's not his name. It's Robat Battenbat. By the way, that's a joke that any Weekly Planet listener will understand. Huh? Weekly Planet? Weekly Planet?
Robert Pattinson.
Robat Battenbat. Yes.
As the Batman.
Yes.
I enjoyed the video. I thought that it was stylistically well done. You know, the red hue to it.
Right.
The slow reveal. What was your overall take on it?
Well, I fast forwarded to the end so I could see what the costume looked like, and it's good. I like it.
I will say this. Batman has always had a cape and cowl.
Okay.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Did it seem to you like it was a cape, a cowl, and a collar?
Ooh, I don't remember. You might be right, though.
I just feel like there was, you know, like, I'm not like popping collars, you know, type right. of, you know, anything like that. But
you might be right. I know some of the, not issue, but... talk on the internet was short ears versus long ears for Batman.
I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah, you're right. I see. Yeah, he does have a bit of a collar.
So, I guess I'm looking. Maybe I didn't see the top of the ears. Shame on me. This is not really getting me anywhere, is it? This little Google image search.
Nope. In fact, you passed up the picture. And you scrolled up.
Where am I going?
Greg, I wish I knew. Look over to the left.
Here?
Yes.
But that doesn't show.
No, we don't know. You just got to guess what his ears are going to be.
Oh, so they didn't show the ears?
No, they actually did. They're shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe.
I mean, does it matter to you?
To me, it doesn't. But for some people, it does. Or you could look at, yeah.
I'm going to try to do this get to the volume turned off as quick as I can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there we go. I just want
to fast forward to the end.
Too far. I went too far, damn it.
I'm not seeing anything. Neither are the listeners. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
So
they didn't show it.
Okay.
So we don't have any idea if it's long ears or short ears.
What if one long, one short? Yeah.
Or what if, like, puppy dog ears, like one's kind of flopped over?
Flopped down? Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I think I'm excited for it. I think it has kind of an industrial look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I don't know if this was, you know, like Robat Battenbat.
Very good. Right? Very good.
I don't know if this is him like moving his shoulders, but I thought I saw like, I don't want to say like a gear, but I thought it almost looked like the shoulders moved a little bit.
It could be, yeah.
But anyway, I'm excited. I think
it looks good.
It's a nice. So watch the shoulders here. See?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're right.
Can't tell if he's shrugging or if it's like a.
It seems like it's like interlocking. So he's shrugging his shoulders, but that's. Stitch attachment, yeah.
And I'll say this too, based on what we can see from this red hued video, that doesn't, I mean, like, I know it's Robat Battenbat.
Thank you.
I'm probably not going to remember that next week, just so you know.
I will. Don't worry.
I mean, there's nothing like distinctive Battenbat about him, you know, or about that, you know, like you, like the, I know he's wearing a mask, but it looks pretty incredible.
I agree.
Know, like the strong, you know, that strong jawline. Mm-hmm. You know.
Now, with the red hue and with the fact that we don't see the ears, what would you think about Robat Battenbat getting cast as a Marvel character who's blind?
I see what you think, because I saw that comparison and it's like, oh, it looks a lot like Daredevil. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just the only thing that looks, because you don't see the ears, obviously the Batman symbol on the chest would give it away. But, you know, he technically could do that, I guess.
I want to see, cause I think, yeah, we don't care about your ad, yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, stupid ad. You're not paying us.
YouTube jerks.
Oh, what if we got YouTube money?
I don't think we can ever get YouTube money. So what I'm doing right now, folks, is this seems like it's just a very much longer. Yeah, screw that. It's just a slower, blurrier version of the same crap we were watching.
Yeah.
But anyway, does that increase your excitement for the Batman?
It doesn't decrease it. I've been looking forward to this, the Batman, just because, and I've heard good information about it. I mean, people didn't like the Robat Battenbat when he got cast.
I didn't have a problem with it. Yeah. Like, I was on board from the beginning.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, nobody liked Ben Affleck
as
Batman too.
Exactly.
And then, you know, as soon as he was done and they were going with the Robat Battenbat, everybody's like, you know, they were putting pictures up like, this is my Batman and his Affleck. I'm like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, you couldn't stand that idea.
You know what's so funny is people are doing that, like, at least online now, for the, not the original Star Wars, the prequels. I'm hearing people going, no, I love the prequels. I'm like,
well, yeah, but they were, and I don't say this disparagingly, but were they kids when the prequels came out? Like, were they 8 to 10?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, I mean, aside from like all the Senate talk and mm-hmm. diplomacy yeah. and, you know, trade blockades, I mean, those were kind of geared towards the younger generation. But Star Wars has always been geared to kids, honestly.
Yeah. You know what? One podcast, we were talking about it, and you said I should go back and watch it, and I couldn't make it through Phantom Menace. I had it on, and I was like, okay, it's not bad, you know. But then I was like doing other stuff, and then I just realized I never watched it.
Michael Cornelius Luther.
As soon as I finish all seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'll think about going back and looking at it.
Speaking of watching stuff,
mm-hmm.
I told you I've been watching some of that Lock and Key.
Yes, how is it?
And I think last week when we talked, I was about 15 minutes in.
Right.
And I've either watched 5 or 6, I think 6 episodes out of the 8.
I thought you were going to be like, and now I'm about 20 minutes in.
I got 5 more minutes.
Not bad.
It's been a very busy week.
Yes.
But I'm really digging it.
Nice.
And, you know, my wife, she said to me, so I didn't know you've also been watching Lock and Key. I was like, how'd you know I was watching Lock and Key? She said, well, you know, because I had it on the iPad.
Yeah.
And she was giving the iPad to our son to, you know, play Nick Jr.
Right.
Or something like that, play some games. And Netflix was still up when she turned on, and it happened to be on Lock and Key. She's like, so I didn't know you were watching it too. I said, okay, I was probably on episode 2.
Right.
It was early in the week. I said, so how far along are you? She's like, I think I'm on episode 6 or 7.
Oh, my God.
Because when she can't sleep, you know, because of her crazy night hours.
Yeah, understandable.
You know, she's like, she'd come downstairs and watch TV and whatnot. And I said, so what do you think? She's like, I really like it. She's like, but I didn't think you would be into it because it's creepy. And I'm like, I usually don't do like horror movies and stuff.
Okay.
I said, yeah, but I've read the books. She's like, it's a book? I'm like, honey.
Were you like, wait a minute? And then you ran to wherever your comic books are at to just get her to read comic books?
No, because as I mentioned last week on the show, all 3 compendiums of Lock and Key are in Western Nebraska.
Oh, that's right.
Show I said, yeah, they're. I said, I read them all in like 4 or 6 weeks last year. Like, just sat down and got really sucked into the story, but I didn't know about the show, and we even talked at the time, you know, that before we knew it was going to be a show,
yeah.
That I said, I don't know. I said, there are a lot of, at times, really gruesome, you know, aspects of that book and you know, just a lot of violent imagery. And while they haven't stuck completely to the books as, you know, they often don't.
Yeah.
They've not brought like a ton of horror into it. Like it's not as grisly and gruesome.
Right.
You get the point. I mean, they're able to make the point without making it like, you know, just
extremely graphic.
Yeah. Like a Saw type, you know?
Right.
You know, so, no, it's really good. And she said, well, I'd be interested in reading it. I was like,
yeah. First of all,
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
So I
said, well, we gotta hurry up, Josh, and read it because my wife wants to read.
I mean, but this is something you guys could be watching together then, because you just say, hey, hold off on, let me catch up to you. And then you watch them real quick. Catch up wherever she's at.
If she's not done with it now, but she might be done with it now.
Maybe that's like a married thing where you watch the same movies.
Well,
but
our schedules don't often align. And a lot of times, you know, because, you know, our son is four, we're not really going to watch Lock and Key with our son around.
Just cover his eyes.
Okay, so.
And his ears, I guess.
So I was watching, you know, they got The Toys That Made Us on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah.
Now they have a Movies That Made Us.
Okay.
And I was sitting down and watching the first episode of that, which happened to be Dirty Dancing, earlier today. And, you know, my wife's snoozing because she didn't sleep real well last night. So she's over on the other end just with her eyes closed. And so my boy's sitting there. He's between playing and jumping around on the couch. I said, don't jump on Mom. They said, just come sit with me. And, you know, because it's Dirty Dancing and they're, you know, showing a lot of lewd and, you know, dance maneuvers, I was covering his eyes a little bit. And he's like moving my hand out of the way. I'm like, buddy, cover.
She's like, but you don't even want to see this.
I mean, I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Really?
Not, I mean, like bits and pieces here. Like I learned aspects about the plot that I did not know were in the movie.
Okay.
So, and episode two, which I'm in the middle of watching right now, is Home Alone.
And you have seen that, right?
Yeah, very
okay,
much so.
Make sure, okay, make
but
sure.
It was really interesting to know the movie almost didn't get made. So,
ooh.
But that's a story for, that's not my story to tell. that one's on Netflix for anybody out there with Netflix. So anyway, The Batman.
Yes.
The suit looks pretty phenomenal. I think it's going to be a terrific movie.
I give it a thumbs up.
And I guess speaking of thumbs up, we just got to move on to Greg's movie review.
Yes.
And then we can get out of here. And we're almost still on time-ish. It's only 9:35. I know it's no skin off your teeth.
I was going to say.
it's
not me.
So last night, as I mentioned, did take my son and wife to see Sonic the Hedgehog. And first of all, I don't know if you've ever been to Lincoln Theater.
I have not.
I don't know if they – I don't think they do this all the time, but maybe because it was opening night for the show and we were in the big theater that they have there. And I don't know if they have – four or five different theaters. We're in the main one, and the show started at 7:20. I think we got there at 7. You know, or I should say preview started at 7:20. And they had a guy, like, down by the screen. He's, like, playing an organ. He's, like, just playing just a bunch of familiar songs, you know. Not like, you know, church organs or anything. I just kind of like an organist would at the baseball game.
That's cool.
Something like that. And you know, he's done. He gets done playing. Everybody's clapping.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see that the organ is like lowering down because when it's up and he's playing, it's like blocking the bottom part of the screen would be. So I was like, this is pretty interesting. I've never seen that. You know, the movie starts. Hold on.
As it's lowering, it'd be funny if he was like, oh, God, help me, guys. Oh, God.
No, because he was
not again.
He was playing as it was lowering. And then. Like it didn't like disappear fully in the floor or anything like that, but you know, then he stops and he everybody applauds. He said, oh, thank you all very much. Enjoy the picture. Thanks for coming out. And everybody applauds again.
Very classy.
It was very nice. He might have even been wearing a tux. I'm not sure.
If you play an organ, you have to.
It's probably true.
Yeah.
Honestly. So anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog was a lot of fun.
Okay.
We all enjoyed
it. Family friendly, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away.
Spoil it. Nope.
You don't think anybody out there listening is going to go to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Nope.
All right. So basic, I'm going to try to keep this quick for reasons I can't get into on the show. But you meet, Sonic is kind of the narrator at the beginning.
He says,
this is where I'm from, Mobius Island, which is not on Earth. but it looks like, you know, it's got the loops like the old video game used to have, like the original video game. It looks very much like that, and you realize that he's an orphaned little hedgehog, learns that he has special powers, and this like owl, warrior owl, is his guardian, and she says you can't use your powers because if they, you know, find out you have powers, they're going to try to take you and hurt you. And then, of course, he's a kid, so he uses his powers, and they come after him. And the golden rings that you always collect in the game are essentially portals.
Oh, I knew that.
He says, I want to go, you know, such and such place.
Right.
And you know, throws up the thing, and then he's going through it. She gets, spoiler, she gets shot by one of the little warrior people who are after Sonic.
Okay.
And he ends up on Earth. Because she says, I found this place. It's safe. She said, if anybody ever notices you, just go to another place that's safe. So he's on Earth. He's got he's grown. He's, I think it says like 10 years later. So he's, you know, a teenager type.
Okay.
And he's alone. He's on his own. He's in the woods. But he's been, for lack of a better term, like vicariously made himself a part of this family that is, it's Cyclops.
Okay.
I can't think of.
James Marsden.
James Marsden.
Yeah.
And his wife and their dog. They don't have any kids, but this is the three of them. And he's the sheriff in the town in Montana.
Right.
And, you know, she's a veterinarian. So they've, you know, they're animal friendly. And he says, you know, he's like, oh, he's watching them watch TV. And he's outside the house. And he's looking. And he's like, please, 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 please. And it's speed.
Okay.
She's like, yes. Because he's all about going fast. And he, you know, he watches teen, you know, kids having a baseball game, and after everybody leaves, he's turned on the lights and he's like playing all the positions and the umpire.
I saw that in the trailer.
And he hits a home run, and he's realizing that he's like, wow, I really am all alone. And out of frustration, he starts like circling the bases at like top speed that's the whole genesis of the movie. The plot is that he causes a power outage that affects like the Pacific Northwest. The U.S. government gets involved. They contact Dr. Robotnik, played by Jim Carrey.
Of course.
It was like a kind of a performance that reminded me of like peak Jim Carrey, which was a little Ace Ventura, a little Riddler.
Okay.
Because he's that really wacky, off-the-wall villain.
Goofy voice.
Not really.
Okay.
You know, not like the mask or anything that, but like his body language, some of his mannerisms, they're like, oh, damn, I'm 12 years old again.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, he's all about technology, but government, like, he's a wacko. You know, even like in the Pentagon, they're like, we don't really want to bring this guy in. They're like, we don't have a choice. He's the only one.
That's always a good thing in movies.
Probably not.
There's nobody else that can do this. Really? Are you sure? Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, maybe
somebody.
Maybe take a poll.
Yeah.
You know, let's get a second opinion.
We'll take second place. That's fine. You know?
You know, he's got that really waxed mustache, which comes into play later. You know, he's after Sonic because he's, you know, a power source. He's like, he can power all of my machines till the end of time. And Sonic has, you know, been shot with a tranquilizer by James Marsden's character. And he had opened up because he was going to use a ring to, you know, portal out of there and go someplace safe. And in the course of the conversation, James Marsden says, you know, I'm moving to San Francisco. And you're moving to San Francisco. That's when he got shot with the tranquilizer. And he drops the ring. So it opens up, you know, a portal on the floor.
Right.
And instead of going to like the mushroom place where he knew he'd be safe, although alone again,
And
he's like, and I hate mushrooms. The portal opens into the sky over San Francisco, that really tall, pointy building. I don't know the name of it.
Pointy. Yeah.
Point Center.
Point. Yes.
Yeah. He drops the little bag of all the rings, and they land on top of the roof of there.
Well, they're never going to be able to get them then.
That's the plot of the story. He's going with James Marsden to San Francisco to get the rings.
Do they just run there because he's really fast?
No, they take a Toyota pickup truck.
Kind of seems like he could just run there
yeah.
if he's really fast.
But he doesn't know the way.
That's true. That's so. Yep.
And James Marsden's wife is already in San Francisco because he just got a job with the San Francisco Police Department. So anyway, in the course of it, Sonic's making up a bucket list. He's like, I'm gonna go, and leave. But there's so much stuff I've never done. So anyway, they check off things on the bucket list. Yada yada yada. They make it to San Francisco, fight with Dr. Robotnik, and the end shows spoilers that Sonic gets to stay on Earth.
Okay.
Because they push Dr. Robotnik through the portal to the Mushroom World. So Sonic gets to stay. He gets his family. Happy ending. You see Dr. Robotnik on Mushroom World, whatever. However much long. Anyway, you remember like the old images of Dr. He had like the goggles.
Yeah, yeah.
The shaved head.
Yeah.
The big, bushy mustache. So you see that. In fact, the first time they show him on Mushroom World, he's taking like some kind of like sharpened rock and he's shaving his head.
Okay, okay.
And he's got the goggles on and his mustache is like whoosh.
Okay, I like it.
So it's a little homage there. And the other, I guess, mid-credit scene, nobody else stayed for. Well, you know, they were slowly. I'm like, I'm going to stay just because.
Now, did you know that there was going to be a mid-credit scene?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just that I try not to be the first person out of the theater.
Okay.
But you see a little like a tracker.
Right.
You're back on Earth. You see a little tracker and you're like, oh, he's here. And you see a little brown fox, little tan fox.
Ooh.
And you see the little tan fox with two tails and he takes off over because they ended up. Sonic has convinced James Marsden's character. He's like, why would you go to San Francisco? The people in this little town in Montana need you. He's like, they don't need me. They need me to, start their car when it's cold or shovel snow. He's like, yeah, but they need you. So he convinces them to stay.
Okay.
So Sonic is to live with them and Tails has found Sonic.
Oh, okay.
But it was cute. It was fun. It's not going to win in the Oscars. Probably.
Now, here's the number one question. What did Garrett think?
I think, honestly, he was expecting more cartoon.
Ah.
And so he wasn't quite as into it as if it would have been a cartoon.
Understandable.
But the kid lives for cartoons.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, he sat there and I'm assuming.
I mean, he only went potty three times.
Okay. So, he's like an old man.
Okay. Well, the first one was, this is the funniest part. The first one was, in the trailers, in the previews, I said, buddy, the movie's going to start soon. Do you want to go, potty?
Right.
Okay. So we go potty, wash hands, all that stuff. An hour later, and the movie itself is an hour and 40 minutes. It's well worth it. It's not terribly long. But an hour into the movie or so, he says, I got to go potty. I said, okay, buddy, I'm on the aisle. I said, okay. He's like, no, mommy, take me. So wife takes him to the potty, and then he said he had to go potty one more time, and okay, who do you want to take you? Never mind. So I took him to the potty.
Okay.
In the climactic battle scene, chase/battle scene, so I missed it.
Okay.
I missed the climax. Thanks, kid. Glad you, I hope those four drops that you squeezed out were really important. And then he came home and dropped a deuce.
Well, I mean, so at least he didn't do it there.
I mean, he could have.
Yeah.
But fine.
But you got to wait. That's longer you have to wait.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
But no, it was fine. It was cute. It was fun. You can tell that the studio, the creators of the movie, listened to the internet backlash. Were like, why does he look so weird when that first trailer came out last summer? They listened. But you see how he acquires those iconic red and white shoes. And James Marsden's character, his sister-in-law in the movie, is pretty funny because she's like, keeps trying to tell her sister that you need to divorce him. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Nice. And she's just singing that. And at one point she's tied up in her own house and like, don't you take my car. And she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. She's all that. So it was fun.
Good.
I mean, there were a lot of kids in there, with parents and whatnot, and it was a good time.
Sounds like a pretty eventful Valentine's Day.
It was.
You know?
And today we went to St. Louis to Gus's Pretzels. Have you ever been?
No.
You should go sometime. Do you like pretzels?
I do like pretzels. I don't like going to St. Louis, though.
You don't really. You can just circle. It's kind of on the south side. It's right by Anheuser-Busch Brewery.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's all interstate.
Next time you go there, bring me something back.
I could have brought you something back today.
Well, next time.
Okay. We'll go again.
Okay, yes. You'll go. I won't.
Well,
I'll go to Benny's.
We the family.
Yes, yes.
I told myself we were going to the pretzel store, and he was excited because he calls Target the pretzel store. So when we drove past, because he goes there, he gets a pretzel. So when we drove past Target, he was very confused.
So after the podcast, I remind me to tell you a story, because you mentioned the bucket list.
Yes.
And there was a controversy with Jim Carrey and the bucket list. But I don't want to talk about it now because it's getting late. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a longer story if I say it in the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to get things prepped to get this show on the radio or on the air, on the on the internets for people. Mike, it's been a pleasure.
Yes. It's been a blast.
And please take Blackest Night with you.
All right.
And there are 9 issues there and 10 issues. 10 issues total. You have a week.
Okay.
You should be able to knock it out.
Okay.
It's a good story.
All right.
All right, so that's it for this episode of Nerds United. For the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko, and we remind you this week and every week to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.